If you are comfortable standing, I invite you to stand in honor of the reading of the Gospel. From Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, and then 16 through 21. Jesus is speaking. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord, as we offer ourselves to you this night in holy worship, we ask that you would speak, that your Spirit would touch our minds, our ears, and far beyond anything of this world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, how many of you have ever seen the movie National Treasure, starring Nicolas Cage? Some of you? Here's the story. For generations, this family has been following clues to find what they believe to be the greatest treasure ever hidden. It's an adventure that leads them around the world as one clue leads to another that leads to another that leads to another. And sometimes they feel like giving up. But they keep going because they believe that when they find it, it will make all of their years of hardship and sacrifice worth the effort. With the end in mind, they kept going. Jesus is asking for that same kind of investment from us. Not to amass treasure here on earth, but a treasure eternal in the heavens. So where is your treasure? In other words, what is it that you value? Where's your heart? Are you focused on the things of earth or on your eternal relationship with God? Where are you storing your treasure? Lent is the time for us to find out. Lent is a good time for treasure hunting. We have two boys. One is 21 and the other will turn 24 tomorrow. I'm getting old. Kyle's birthday always fell during spring break. So we celebrated his birthday in some pretty amazing places. Disney World, Philadelphia. I believe it was his 16th birthday. He was floating on the Dead Sea in the Holy Land. But one of his most memorable birthdays was when we created a treasure hunt that started with clues in our own house, pointing them to one room and another, and finally ending up with a night hike to the park where treasure chests were hidden, filled with gifts for each of the treasure hunters. Hunting for treasure is fun. Oh, sorry, I forgot it was Lent. We don't normally associate the season of Lent with fun, do we? Especially Ash Wednesday. This is a day of penitence to mark the beginning of Lent. The 40 days of preparation as a community for the heart of the Christian faith, the death and resurrection of Easter. On this day we recall our mortality, that we come from the earth and we will return to the earth. And like ashes, we are nothing. Loved in the sight of God, but worthless sinners without Him. Sinners who have failed God and one another over and over. We are reminded by the prophet Joel that the day of the Lord is coming. A day of darkness and gloom, as he describes it. Darkness and gloom. Except for the grace of God. In the midst of the blackness and the ashes of our lives and our sins, we hear the hopeful words. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Tear open your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. The reading from 2 Corinthians echoes that urgent plea. We entreat, we implore, we beg you on behalf of Christ. Be reconciled to God. See, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. This day is a particular time for new beginnings in the faith. A time for returning to the Lord. A time of renewed commitment. A time of repentance. and putting our whole trust in the grace of God. A time to practice those acts of piety that help us to stay in love with the God who loves us to the depths of our being. These are the treasures we need to be storing up for ourselves in heaven. This is where our hearts need to be. But hear these words of caution. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father in heaven, no treasure." Now Jesus didn't say, don't practice your piety before others. He said, don't practice your piety before others in order to be seen by them. There's a difference. In order to be praised by them, do it for the glory of God, not for your own glory. You know, the word hypocrite means actor. And Jesus said that whenever we give alms or pray or fast, we are not to be like the hypocrites, the actors, whose hearts are far from God. When we give alms, when we pray, when we fast, all good disciplines to practice during Lent, we need to make sure of our motivation. Are you acting? Or are you loving the Lord your God with all your heart? When it's a sincere act of love, Jesus said, your Father who sees in the secret of your heart will reward you. Not because we earned it, but because our God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. So maybe fun isn't the right word for Lent. How about joy? So where's your treasure? Where is your heart? Lent is a great time for a treasure hunt. A great time for self-examination. A great time for making sure our hearts are with Christ, the greatest treasure. Amen.